with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration is taking steps to lower the cost of prescription drugs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Administration officials will begin talks with drug makers to discuss lowering prices over the next 30 days. If there is no deal, President Trump says he will establish new pricing guidelines.
Whatever the lowest price paid for a drug in other developed countries, that is the price that Americans will pay.
And he's predicting big savings.
50% to 80% to 90%.
The president says the U.S. will no longer subsidize the health care of foreign countries. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new poll shows a strong primary challenge for incumbent GOP Texas Senator John Cornyn. Bob Agnew reports.
The results of the internal GOP poll, first reported by Punch Bowl News, show Cornyn trailing in a hypothetical matchup against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. The survey shows Paxton leading Cornyn by 16 points, 56% to 40%. Paxton appears to be gaining ground with his message that portrays him as more conservative and more likely to vote in line with President Trump's agenda. Bob Agnew reporting.
House Republicans want to set aside up to $5 billion a year for scholarships to help families send their children to private and religious schools, marking an unprecedented effort to use public money to pay for private education. The proposal, part of a budget reconciliation bill released Monday, would advance President Trump's agenda of establishing universal school choice by giving families the option to give their children an education different from the one offered in their local public school. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 1,160 points. The Nasdaq rose 779. This is SRN News. Virginia school officials are under investigation.
Earlier this month, we told you how Loudoun County Schools had launched a probe of three high school boys because they had expressed dismay about having to share a locker room with a girl who is living as a boy. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin got wind of the story, and now he has launched an investigation of the school system, saying, quote, students who express legitimate concerns should not be subjected to harassment or discrimination claims. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Pentagon will immediately begin moving as many as 1,000 openly identifying transgender service members out of the military and give others 30 days to self-identify. Buoyed by last week's Supreme Court decision allowing the Trump administration to enforce a ban on transgender individuals in the military, the Defense Department will then begin going through medical records to identify others who haven't come forward. This is SRN News. Poland closes a Russian consulate, citing an arson attack against a shopping center a year ago and blaming it on Moscow.
The shopping center had housed some 1,400 shops and service points. Many of the vendors were from Vietnam, and it inflicted tragedy on many in Warsaw's Vietnamese community. Polish Foreign Minister Radek Sikorski had previously ordered the closure of the Russian consulate in Poznan in response to acts of sabotage, including arson attacks that he said were sponsored by Moscow. This leaves only one Russian consulate left in Poland, and that's Gdansk. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Six Bulgarian nationals have been sentenced in a London court to up to nearly 11 years in prison for spying for Russia. A judge on Monday said that they had committed a very serious crime by putting the safety and interests of Britain at risk. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.